Well, we're here today with Linda Lubitz-Boone, and she's with IPS Advisor Pro. Linda, welcome.
Thanks, Rob. Great to be with you and your audience today.
So I wanted to ask you, first of all, what is IPS Advisor Pro?
IPS Advisor Pro is a web-based technology to help advisors or people that manage money for others, brokers, registered investment advisors, trust companies, bankers, anyone who is in the wealth management business, help them create a document called an investment policy statement. It's a bit esoteric, and we are an application that helps them create totally customized investment policy statements that reflect how their firm manages money, and then further customized to the individual client.
So, Linda, you and I met at Schwab Impact Conference, and there was no missing your booth, as the listeners can see from the picture above. Let's just say that your marketing might be considered over the top.
Oh, good.
Tell me, how was it you chose, especially in a conservative world we work in of financial services community, how was it you chose to apply the over-the-top marketing?
Well, Rob, we didn't have any money, so we had to be creative. We are my husband and I are the founders of IPS Advisor Pro. We are funding it ourselves. We've been in business about 5 years, and about 3 years ago, we decided it was important to exhibit at conferences so other wealth managers could learn about us. Well, since we didn't have a whole lot of money to buy lists or send out postcards or buy ads, we were exhibiting, actually, I think it was at the first Schwab conference in Boston a few years ago, and one of my colleagues came up who was there, and she had been walking around town and came back with a lobster hat. It was bright, and it was red, and it had funny legs on the top, and she'd brought back two of them, actually three of them, one for her, one for me, and one for my husband, who refused to wear it. But we put it on in the booth, and you know what? People remembered us. They said, oh, you're the folks with the lobster hat. So I had always been creating cooking home-baked cookies that we hand out, and I make them in my oven in Miami, Florida, and bring them up and give them to people, and they like the homemade cookies. So we were already doing that, and then we got the silly hats. So we did silly hats for a couple of years, and we got a hat for the different city that we were exhibiting in. When we were in San Diego, we had big black and silver sombrero mariachi kind of hats. And we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and we found green cactus hats. So we try to do something that'll make people smile. You know, so everybody at the booth are so serious. Stop and talk to them, but they don't have anything to make people smile. And I find if we can make people smile and give them a homemade cookie, chances are they'll give us a chance to tell them about IPS Advisor Pro. So that was the foundation, and then we got a ad company. We finally saved up enough money and said, okay, we need to be serious and not look like we're doing this out of our garage. And we hired an ad company in Miami, and we said, we want something that'll stand out. And she came back to us with a photo of three guys in brightly colored neon wigs, orange, neon blue, and neon red. So we decided, let's each wear brightly colored wigs. And you know what? It was great.
Now, you've moved from the city-themed hat. Is this now really your calling card at the conference, is the multicolored wigs?
Well, we've had two conferences with the multicolored wigs, and we'll run with this until it doesn't seem to be working anymore.
So let me ask you a few quick questions before we wrap up. Number one, do you have any curmudgeons that simply don't like the approach?
You know, I don't recall anybody saying, oh, that's silly. I've had guys come up to me and say I'm really hot, and since I'm 60, hey, I really like that. But you know, I don't think, Rob, anybody's come up and said anything. You know, sometimes people don't want to make eye contact.
Okay.
And you always have that at a conference, but nobody's really said it's silly.
Any hesitations you've had about using this approach?
Well, we exhibit also at the American Bankers Conferences. I'm not doing this at the ABA. With no offense to bankers, they didn't like my cactus hat in Phoenix, so I decided we're probably not going to go that far out on the limb with the bankers. But other than that, it's been fun. People laugh when they see it, and we get remembered, and that's the whole point.
We've been listening to Linda Lubitz-Boone with IPS Advisor Pro telling us a little bit about her over-the-top marketing. Linda, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.